Good morning, fellow sowers. Today is Saturday, May 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. We have a good day ahead of us because Jesus is with us, in us, moving through us today, and we can come to every day like today with expectation, with trust, with belief that the good work that he's begun in you and in me, he is going to bring to completion to the day we see him face to face. Now we see through a glass darkly, then we will see in full, the scripture tells us. So wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration together as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, today's entry is titled, The Kingdom of God Has Been Inaugurated by Jesus. In our All the Things series, Everyday Ministry and the Power of the Spirit, we're spending some time really getting a hold of this concept, this idea of the kingdom of God, so we can fully understand what it means to be kingdom people in the world. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. We are radiant stars, shining, as the scripture says, like stars in the world. And we want to understand fully what that means to be a kingdom apprentice of Jesus. So our text today is a powerful text. It's from Luke 4, verses 14 to 20. And it is the moment Jesus is speaking in the synagogue, and he is declaring the Isaianic proclamation of the kingdom being among us in a person expressed. So hear the word of the Lord. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll. He gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." The word of the Lord. Consider this. Today's story is about a Luke 4, 14 to 21 moment I shared with my own children many years ago. It illustrates how even little ones can participate in kingdom ministry. Here's the story. Good news came to their doorstep on a Sunday morning. The woman stood there with her children sitting at the kitchen table as my children and I stood in the doorway with boxes of bread, with canned goods and other food staples. Our congregation was bringing church to her neighborhood that day, and many of us were knocking on doors and ringing doorbells to see if anyone needed some supplies. Her lips trembled as she asked us to place the groceries on the table. And as always, we asked, "Can we pray for you and your children before we left?" She smiled and said, "Please, please do." We found out that she was a single parent and unemployed, and that she barely had any money for food. She wasn't sure how she was going to feed her family that week. My children and I prayed for her and her children. The kitchen was sweet with the aroma of Jesus as we left. In Luke 4:14-21, Jesus has just come on the scene, a carpenter's son of no reputation. He's welcome to do the reading on the Sabbath day in the synagogue in his hometown. Jesus is handed the scroll of Isaiah and begins. Like a well-timed orchestral hit, meaning when the sound of an entire orchestra is synthesized and strikes a chord for a moment, he finds Isaiah 61, the Jubilee proclamation of the anointed king to come, and begins to read. Orchestral hit number one, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me." Ba-bum. This is an image of the anointing, blessing, and authority of Yahweh. The Spirit, the Ruach, wind of God, the energizing breath of God is on his life. Orchestral hit number two, "Because he has anointed me." Ba-bum. This is the expressed anointing of God, his favor resting on the one who will be his holy regent, sitting on the throne of his father David, ushering in the messianic age. Orchestral hit number three, to proclaim. Ba-bum. This is a declaration that the kingdom of God is coming and an illustration of what the dynamic rule and reign of God will look like, sound like, feel like as it comes. And as he reads on, the full orchestra begins to play the music of the kingdom that Jesus is carrying within him. He will proclaim good news to the poor. He will declare freedom for the prisoners. He will bring recovery of sight to the blind. He will set captives free from their bondage. He will proclaim the year of Jubilee, the year of God's great favor, the year of their deliverance from the shackles of sin and death. And with the eyes of everyone fastened on him, he says the words that inaugurate the kingdom of God ministry that he is about to teach, embody, enact, and model for his Talmidim, his apprentices, his disciples. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus is declaring himself to be the long-awaited anointed one, the King, the Messiah, the great Emmanuel, God with us of God. The dynamic rule and reign of God will be present wherever he goes. With his deeds and his practices, he will demonstrate the kingdom is here through miracles, wonders, and remarkable signs, signs that signal that the glorious age to come is breaking into the present. He will proclaim good news to the poor, all the poor within and beyond the borders of ancient Israel for millennia to come. He will bring freedom to prisoners of the heart and the body through all times and places, liberating them to obey the first and greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And from this posture of heart, to love your neighbor as yourself. Mark 12:30-31. He will do all of this because he is the one spoken of by the prophet Isaiah. He is the king for whom they have been waiting. He is the anointed Messiah, the Christ his people have been anticipating for generations. And he invites his disciples to enter into his Isaiah 61 Jubilee ministry with him, to be people of the great Jubilee, people who, by the Spirit within us, moving through us, set captives free, people of the kingdom of God. Our prayer for today is this. Lord Jesus, I am a captive who was set free by your love and grace. Give me eyes to see those around me who are in chains, poverty, bondages of all kinds from which you alone can free them. Show me how you want me to partner with you in the next step you have for each one. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And here are our journal prompts. Write down three things from which Jesus has set you free. Three things from which Jesus has set you free. And after you've written them down, take a few moments to thank him for each deliverance. Ask him to give you eyes of compassion to see others trapped in similar bondages. So in this journal prompt, you're just going to write down in your All the Things journal, three things from which Jesus has set you free. And after you've written them down, take a few moments to thank him for each deliverance. Then ask him, as you thank him, maybe after you've sat in that moment of thanks for each, you've savored what God has done, you've remembered, reclaimed it, then turn your eyes, turn your heart toward those around you who you might see trapped in similar bondages, and ask the Spirit to begin to give you compassion for them. Our activation for today is this. Today, begin to look for, according to this passage in Luke 4, begin to look for the poor, the prisoners, the blind, the oppressed within your sphere of influence. Ask the Lord to begin to show you what he is already doing in their lives so that you can join him in that work. Who are the poor? Who are the prisoners? Who are the blind? Who are the oppressed that are within your reach? And then begin to ask the Lord to distinguish them, like almost like shining a light on individual ones of these people coming to mind. And ask the Lord to begin to show you what he's already doing in their life so that you can join him in that work, in prayer, in holding them before Jesus, but perhaps being ready to ask that person this week or this month, may I pray for you as the Lord leads? That's our activation for today. And all these activations are meant to be for the day or for this season that we're in together, considering all the things, everyday ministry in the power of the Spirit. I have something else for you today before we sing our worship song. And that's just to note that we are collecting your Holy Spirit stories throughout this season. Each of us, you, me, we're having experiences where we're perceiving what the Father's doing and we're learning how to partner with him, learning how to partner as naturally supernatural people, ordinary, extraordinary followers of Jesus who move with gentleness and humility in the character of Jesus, with compassion toward people, embodying the fruits of the Spirit as we move in the gifts of the Spirit, motivated by love, the leading fruit of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 13, and then expressing love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those things are in our demeanor, in our countenance, in our way of speaking to people, of praying for them, of ministering to them. And as we go into that moment today or this weekend or in the coming week or weeks, be asking the Lord to give you clarity as to what he actually is doing and what you believe he's done through a moment of encounter or even private prayer. Begin to document what the Holy Spirit is doing. And then I would love to hear from you. If you send those stories in through this link, it's seedbed.com/Holy Spirit Stories. Holy Spirit Stories. So stories is plural. Seedbed.com/Holy Holy Spirit stories. We're going to be gathering these, and then we're going to find ways to get them out over the course of the next month so that we can all be encouraged, all be inspired. I'm going to share some of them as well along our journey. So blessings, let's move into our time of worship. Today we're going to sing a worship song that is not in your Our Great Redeemer's Praise hymnal, but it may be one that you know well, and it's called Build My Life. So let's worship together.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. You're worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. You're worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. You're worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. And holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. You're worthy of every song we could ever sing. You're worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. You're worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. In Jesus, the name above every other name. In Jesus, the only one who could ever save. You're worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. And holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
And I will build.
And I will build my life upon your love. It is a sure foundation I will put my trust in you alone. And I will not be shaken, and I will build my life upon your love. It is a sure foundation. salvation, and I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken.
And holy.
And holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
I will build my life upon your love. That's a foundation that we can build on. And why wouldn't we want to, in Jesus' name, see people who were once hurting, like maybe we were hurting in a similar way, and reach out to them in some way with a simple invitation to pray for them or a word of encouragement or something more the Lord may give us to say, there is one who sets captives free, one who loosens the chains of those who feel imprisoned by their sin or their brokenness or by the story they've believed or have been telling themselves or that they've lived. Why wouldn't we step into their worlds with the love of Jesus and welcome them from death into life, from chaos into God's loving order, into his wholeness in exchange for their brokenness? What a beautiful privilege to be able to do the All the Things ministry of Jesus with you. Well, let's get our seeds together. Blessings on you today. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm Dan Wood.